tonight's program is called Music Brings Melody to the People. I worked at a place called the Duplex Nursing Home in Boston, and this was around 1979. There was a man there by the name of Ken Eglin, who's on the front of your programs there. When I first started working there, he would always make it a point to sit in close proximity to anybody who was coming in and out of the facility rather than other people who lived there, because he identified more with people who were outside of there than inside, and he always wanted to know what was going on in the outside world. He'd been a tap dancer in the 1930s and 1940s when you could tap dance for pocket money. He was about the same age as Peg Leg Bates and some of those people. And he grew up in Cambridge, Massachusetts during the 30s and 40s when the jazz scene was in full swing, and he would hang out with Lester Young and Billie Holiday. So he had always had a strong liking of music, and it had always been something that really made him feel healthy. And in getting to know him, he would always ask me what's going on out there. And little by little, I caught on to the fact that he just wanted to know more about music. So I started taking him to clubs to hear a few bands, and that led to playing him various records and having him review them, which became a column called Ken's Corner, which ran in the Duplex Planet magazine, and it ran in a few music magazines as well. And it found favor among a lot of people, because whatever it was that Ken didn't know about any of the particular histories of these artists, because I would play him contemporary as well as older pieces, whatever he didn't know about their particular histories, which was usually pretty much everything, he more than made up for with his just purely emotional response to the music. If it had some element that he recognized, soulfulness or swing or bluesiness, he would like it. And if it was too academic and too metered, he wouldn't. Captain Beefheart, he thought, was tremendous. He'd say, that guy's singing the blues. But King Crimson, he'd put his hand up and say, no, stop that. He didn't like odd metered time signatures.
Thank you. Good afternoon, you're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. And the music you were listening to was by Jean Dubuffet, entirely inappropriate for the rest of the programme, but the band needed to set up. And today's guests are the Hall of Mirrors, I think. Not Hall of Mirrors, but the Hall of Mirrors, is that correct? Yes. And basically, I came across the Hall of Mirrors via Scott Rimington, a tall guitarist who plays with Bob Parks and the Recreationals.
Yes.
And Bob Parks and the Recreationals have been guests on three occasions. And through that, I discovered that Scott actually plays with this other band called the Hall of Mirrors. So thanks very much for coming in, everybody. And we should go through the lineup. Let's see. Oh, actually, we've also got in the studio today, apart from four members of the band, Clarice Quinn and Lloyd Hall. And the engineer is James Boatwright. Clarice represents some, is it ACT Management?
ATC. I represent the Hall of Mirrors and I work at
ATC. ATC. ATC Management.
That's right.
What does, which does what? Manages bands or just?
Yes.
Yeah.
Various acts.
And how long have you been? How long have you been handling or managing the Hall of Mirrors?
I've only just started. Actually, I've only been here 2 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you're along as a sort of minder.
That's right. Yeah. Something like that.
You've got a what?
She's a bruiser.
A bruiser, really? To protect the band from controversy. And Lloyd is what, an intern?
Yes, he's interning with us for 2 weeks, and this is his last day.
Oh, really? Okay, okay. All right. Well, the lineup of the band is as follows: Jess or Jessica Winter on vocals and keyboards, Scott Rimington guitar, Teddy Purvey on bass, and Steve Duffy on drums. The two band members missing, I think. Is that right?
Yes.
Is that Andrew Slateholm? Slateholm.
Yeah.
Vicky Collier, who does backing vocals.
Yeah.
Where are they?
We were backing them in.
Right. Okay. But is that the normal lineup? That normally you'd have six people in the band?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, what's your opening number?
Say goodbye.
Well, we've just started. Okay. Slight technical glitch. Sure, we'll overcome it.
Where are you going? Where's the other end?
Steve Duffy on drums. Steve, shout to the microphone. Are you from Portsmouth as well?
Yeah.
You are?
Shout. I'm indeed.
Because Steve's right in the corner. He has to sort of shout about 10 feet to the microphone. He insisted, he asked me not to ask him questions, and that's why I picked on him first. So. So what's the connection with Portsmouth? Why are you all from Portsmouth?
Me and Steve used to play in bands together when we were 12 or 13 or something.
I should say this is Scott talking, not Steve, who is resolutely refusing to answer the question.
Sorry, that's Beth and Steve started playing with Jess, and then the rest of me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play, which I did.
Yeah.
And it's ended up on you, Jess, as well, because she used to play in bands, keyboard,
uh-huh.
She was playing keyboards, and he was playing drums in a band of work, and quite seasoned at the time.
Okay. So you didn't know each other in Portsmouth then?
Yeah, we kind of knew each other indirectly.
Uh-huh. And the fourth member of the band, whose name I've already forgotten, Teddy Purvey, he's from Birmingham, yeah?
Yes.
And what about the other two? Are they also from Portsmouth? Or?
No, Vicky's from London, Dorset, originally.
Yeah, Angie's from Northallerton.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
Yeah. We've all come together in some way,
yeah.
Some weird way, that we will find out.
We will, yes.
There must be a reason.
The missing link somewhere.
Yeah.
One of us is the missing link.
Yeah.
And we can announce your engagement, of course.
Yes, thank you very much.
That's okay, Jess. Well, can we? Do you want to say a little bit more about that? When did this happen?
It happened a week ago, I think. Yeah, over a week ago now, and it was very romantic because it was in bed. Instead of going to the farmer's market to bring me a sausage roll, he came back with a ring.
Oh.
And he told me he wanted to spend the rest of my life, his life, with me. And I agreed.
Great. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay. Can we take it away? Okay. We're away, I think. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. That was Say Goodbye. And is that, I think, Jess, did you say that's on a forthcoming?
Yep, that's going to be on our next EP being released end of June.
Right, okay.
That's our lead track.
Right, okay. And have you had other EPs out already?
Yeah, we've got one out at the moment. It's called Love Child.
Okay.
We'll probably be playing the song as well.
Right, right.
A song from that as well.
Yeah, yeah. Got a slight echo here. Don't know. On Jess's voice.
She has her echo unit.
Ah.
She can't control the echo.
Is that an echo?
Yeah.
Wow. It's quite nice, actually. We might have to go with it. Should we stick with the echo then? Okay.
Could that be turned up? Because I can't hear
your volume, your headphones.
That's better.
Okay. And I noticed, well, looking sort of on YouTube and at your various video clips, there's several kind of what could be called impromptu performances. I noticed one sort of at the side of a motorway standing outside a van.
Oh, yeah.
And another one sort of on the street with an upright piano. Is this sort of part of your repertoire to just kind of do on the fly kind of performances? Or?
Yeah, the one on the motorway, that was, we had to do something, otherwise we'd probably get run over. We're on the M40 on our way to Manchester.
Yeah, so your life expectancy drops.
15 minutes, believe it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
wow.
We had to run to the nearest meadow.
Right.
And make a music video.
Yeah, so you just did a recording at the side. But what, yeah. what about the one that was on the street with the upright piano? What
that
was that?
Do you know there's a... I think, I don't know if it's every year, but London put on these strange, like...
Oh, yeah, where there's pianos all over the place.
Pianos, yeah.
Right.
I found one in Portobello Road, so just went and played that with a nice viola player
okay.
from France and Joe Woolley on guitar.
Right, yeah. Right.
It was nice. Very summery day. I look at that video, it reminds me of summer.
Yeah.
Which is here now.
Yep, yeah. So where do you play? Where have you played? Where people? I mean, have you played sort of larger gigs than on these sort of impromptu performances?
Yeah, we played Secret Garden Party last year on the main stage, which was really nice. And we also went on tour with Eliza Doolittle last year. Was that last year?
Yeah.
But at the moment we do a monthly residency at the Lexington.
Oh, really? Up on Pantherville Road?
Yes.
Yeah.
Great venue.
It's yeah.
Smallish venue. I think it's about up to 200 people.
Right. Yeah.
It's such a nice place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really good atmosphere. And we're getting a little... It's called Psychedelic Sunday. It's every second Sunday of the month.
Right.
So that would be this Sunday.
Does that mean... Is that a sort of category that you think you might... No. You're slotted into a psychedelic slot? Or?
Sort of. Obviously, the main thing is all about songwriting, like the actual songs, but
yeah.
The influences and the vibes are quite psychedelic and 60s and 70s sounding.
Do you write the songs?
I've written a lot of them, but I'm starting to write with Scott and Ted. And,
right, yeah. And what would you say the influences were on you from the... I mean, I sort of looked through... There's a list here of... was it this blog of the Breaking Waves?
Oh, yeah.
And I think they mention Ella Fitzgerald, the Brian Jonestown Massacre,
yeah.
Sid Barrett, but probably the most profound is Franz Liszt.
Yeah.
Surprisingly.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, my family aren't very musical at all, but my piano teacher from a young age brought me up on classical music,
uh-huh.
And Franz Liszt is amazing. A lot of his piano pieces are beautiful, but the actual songs that he's written,
mm-hmm.
is just one off, like 3-minute songs.
Oh, really?
French, and they're so beautiful and so emotional.
Right.
And,
okay.
Growing up singing those has really influenced me in my writing.
Uh huh. Okay. Should we go on to the next number? What is that? What is this next one?
I Need a Friend.
Okay.
As I lay here in my bed, only room for one head, can't stop thinking how pillow bears another tear. How can it be that I feel so empty? I need somebody, need somebody. I need a friend to spend the night with. I can't face a lonely day. Reach for the telephone, and I am still alone. I call for help, I need a friend to spend the night with. I can't face a lonely day. Hey, we'll get through, our friends do together.
Great. So I need a friend. Is that also, is that on the EP too?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And you write the songs and you've been influenced by, I mean, is it fair to say there's a certain sort of, what should we call it, an undercurrent of sort of melancholy or cruelty or something going, running through both of those things? And what's
with everything, I think if everything was just purely beautiful or lovely, then, and it doesn't have any darkness, then it can get a bit boring. So everything in these songs, you like to have, I like to have everything as well, light and shade.
Right, okay.
Conflict.
Conflict, okay.
Yeah.
And is that sort of, I suppose with a lot of music, I mean like some country music can be quite dark. You know, I don't know, I've seen somebody like the Hanson family, for example, where they combine sort of humour, and it could be called gallows humour almost. But I suppose with some people, this can be a bit of a pose in a way. It can be a kind of an adopted persona. But in your case, I think there is a sort of background that you draw on.
Yeah,
is that?
I think so. Everyone has a darkness in their background, don't they? Or like something that's gone wrong in their life that they can draw on. And I think, you know, that's natural when it comes to writing.
Right. Could you expand on this, or is it too? I mean, it is on. It is actually in the. There was a Guardian review, which basically reprints a blog, I think, which sort of does go into some detail about your background.
I spent a lot of time in hospital, and I've had a few crazy family problems. So I guess I can use all of those moments
right.
in songwriting.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about the hospital experience at all, or should we I mean,
I had bad hips, so I was laid out a lot of my life with different operations, trying to fix my weirdly grown hips.
Right.
And they kept, basically the doctors kept doing it wrong.
And oh my God!
We recently found out that the doctor was an alcoholic.
Oh.
So we.
Jesus. Right.
We started a court case, but we couldn't be bothered to go through with it.
Oh dear.
And then. Yeah, so I was basically having lots of operations up until I was about 13 and 14. And that, I think, made me appreciate life a lot more.
Right.
Looking out of the window, wanting to be outside, running around, and I couldn't. So, yeah.
Yeah. And there was, part of the story is that apparently you sat on a piano stool because to do with the posture.
My mum used to get fed up with me not being fidgety and not being actually able to do anything, so she used to plonk me on the piano stool because my legs were in a bar at the time where my legs were pulled out into the splits.
Right.
And it's the only stool that I could sit in safely because it had armchair things that
right.
my feet could stick through. And then she'd put me up against the piano when I was about two, and I used to just sit there for hours playing the piano.
Oh, right. Yeah.
That's what got me into music, I think. That's what got me fascinated with the piano.
Right, right. Okay. Steve, you keep pretending. You can't ignore me, Steve. You've been to Las Vegas. Why?
It was for.
Speak to the microphone. Hang on. Guess mic two. Okay.
It was for a stag do.
Really?
My sister's getting married in July.
Yeah.
And her fiancé went over to Vegas for 5-6 days.
Right.
So I've just about recovered.
So you've come back with a gambling habit then?
Only a tiny little one.
Did you play the casinos on?
Yeah, did a little bit of that.
Yeah. Did you win?
I did win, but then I lost all. So I lost about $150.
Okay.
By the end of the 5 days.
Yeah, he's into bucks now.
Yeah, he's come back. He's got an accent.
But no, it's great. It was lots of fun, but...
Yeah.
Can't really say any more than that.
Right. Oh, okay. Discretion.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
He's sporting a new tan as well.
Tan, yeah. Caught the sun.
All right.
That's
well.
Cool.
Okay. So what's next on the repertoire? Scott.
An old one for Jess's.
Maybe I do care.
We need a studio audience, really, don't we? James, we should have to get onto Ed to construct a sort of little row of seats so we can have people clapping, showing their appreciation.
Yeah. There's actually loads of people in this room, they're just not clapping. We'll clap ourselves.
Yeah.
Come on, Clarice.
She's holding a camera with one hand. She's going to smash the camera if she claps.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so why the Hall of Mirrors? How did the name come about?
Obviously, the place, the Hall of Mirrors, is beautiful. It's in Versailles.
Yeah.
And it's all about illusion and something being seen one way, but then it can be seen another way. Lots of double meanings, and I thought that's quite relative to the music.
Right.
And also, I really like the band Kraftwerk, even though you wouldn't have been able to know my music. And I was listening to that, and I thought the song, The Hall of Mirrors, that they've written is really good.
It's a nice-looking four words as well.
Mm. They do. They look nice on the page, don't they?
Yeah.
Nice on the page.
Mm. But it works best. You have to have the in front of it, don't you?
Yeah.
It's The Hall of Mirrors, not just Hall of Mirrors, which is what I thought at first. But I mentioned it to Richard Thomas, studio manager, and we quickly looked at the film Shanghai Express, with Orson Welles in it. And at the, do you know that one? At the end of that film, there's a great scene with a Hall of Mirrors in a funfair, and they try and... I think we didn't see the whole clip, but it ends with someone trying to shoot somebody, and, of course, they're only ever shooting the reflections. All the mirrors get broken and so on. But finally, he gets hit with a bullet. Do you know that one?
I recognise the scene.
Yeah, yeah, it's a famous scene. Yeah, it's a great scene, actually. Yeah, well, it would be good for a video, I suppose, something like that. But for your next video, all right. So, who hasn't spoken? Teddy,
yes.
Tell us your story. Where are you from?
Well, I'm originally from Birmingham.
Right.
Been living in London now for about 6 years.
Okay.
And enjoying it very much.
Yeah. And do you
that's my story.
I have to make the assumption that you don't earn a living from this band. I mean, that isn't intended as supposed to be a kind of... I imagine that there's no money being produced yet from this. Is that right?
Yeah.
That's right.
So you all do other things?
Yeah, I'm actually a full-time musician, so...
Oh, right,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, do a bit of...
So you play in other bands and sessions or something?
Yeah, I do.
Right.
A few things on the side and stuff.
But yeah.
This is the sheer love of music, this project, so...
Right.
So I do this one.
And Scott, you work at the Festival Hall, I know.
Yes.
With Bob Parks, of course.
Bob Parks.
Which brings us to another Portsmouth story, where Bob went to see Duane Eddy at the Festival Hall. Has to get back to the New Forest to look after his 90-year-old mother, and got on the wrong train and ended up in Portsmouth at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, you're telling me about it. It's the first time I've heard about it. He should have phoned me. Yeah.
Him up. Right.
I'm sure he'd be.
But how did you get... I mean, Bob works at the Festival Hall as well, doesn't
he?
Yeah. And there seems to be a clique of you, kind of musicians.
Yeah,
there's
a clique of musicians there, yeah. And, I think one of my first shifts out there was with Bob. And if he finds out you're a musician, then he's immediately...
Right. He ropes you in.
He just sort of jumps at you and... jumps on you and sort of shouts at you.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
And that's with the recreationals.
Yes.
But obviously, you work there as a, what do you call it, as an usher or something?
Yeah, steward. Or
steward.
Whatever, really. Yeah, I don't really do much. Get to watch a lot of concerts. That's very nice.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, that's where my money comes from.
So you're going to...
thieving on the side.
You're going to watch the Flotilla on Sunday?
I've got to be there, but I'm going to try and avoid it.
Okay. Brilliant. What about Steve? What do you do?
I'm the same as Ted.
So yeah.
I've been lucky enough to play drums for a living.
Really? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. Great. So what should we have next?
Love Child.
Love Child.
This is on our first EP. This is the lead track.
Okay.
As well. Your face. of what you're missing out on, so far away from my home. Have you noticed I've stopped trying to get through to you by telephone?
Bravo. That was great. Is that autobiographical?
Yes.
Oh, right.
We're cool now, me and my dad. We're fine. He's over it. I think the song... Yeah, I think the song helped it.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Got the message across.
Right. So you made the record and played it to him?
Yeah.
How did that go?
I don't think he liked it. No, but I think it did help. I think it made him realise that I was actually upset.
Right.
I don't think he... Because he can sometimes be in his own world, you know?
Yeah.
So, well, you don't know. But yeah, I think it helped.
So, it's, what is that, music as...
Music therapy.
Therapy, indeed. Yeah. Okay.
He's on his best behaviour now, in case I write another one.
Okay, you are listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM with the Hall of Mirrors live in the studio. Still got time for a couple more, I think, or
great.
Certainly one more, probably two more.
Wonderful.
So, just what's the next? What have we got next?
Dance with Me.
Dance with Me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pool.
and he said, do you want to dance with me? Do you? I've seen a spark fly when you move. Let me hold you closely. Let's see if our bodies approve. I let him hold my hand as he led me towards the sound. His grip was tight, he was so sure. We danced all night till our feet were sore. And he said, do you want to dance with me? Do you? I've seen a spark fly when you move. Let me hold you closely. Let's see if our bodies approve. Do you? When you move, let me hold you closely. Let's see if our bodies approve. Do you want to dance with me? Do you? I've seen a spark fly when you move.
Okay, you've been listening to The Hall of Mirrors live in the studio here at Resonance. And what's coming up? Have you got you playing anywhere? Or is there somewhere where people can come and see you? Or?
Yeah, we're at the Lexington on the 10th of June, which is our monthly residency, Psychedelic Sundays.
Right.
And then we've also got Guardian New Band of the Day gig coming up. When's that?
14th.
Oh, right.
4 days after that.
So you are Guardian New Band of the Day?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah, we've been chosen there to play with a few other bands. I think there's about three or four other bands.
Right. So where's that? Where does that take place?
That's at the Barfly in Camden.
Okay, right.
And we've got another gig for Queen's Jubilee on the 5th, actually. And that's a free gig.
Right.
At the Old Blue Last in East London.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's a sort of anti-Jubilee celebration.
Yeah, that's how we like it.
Right, okay. But it's still sort of, it's in the spirit against anti-sort of whatever.
Yes.
Yeah. Fair enough. Okay. We won't get too controversial. We don't want to get too... don't want to upset the management. okay, well, thank you all for coming in.
Thank you.
Jessica Winter on vocals. Teddy Purvey on bass, Steve Duffy on drums, Scott Rimmington on lead guitar. You're missing two members. Will they be playing with you in these future these future venues?
Yes, they will.
Okay. And then Clarice Quinn from ATC Management. Lloyd, I've forgotten your second. Hall. Lloyd Hall, intern. And thanks a lot to James Boatwright, engineer. So if you'd like to play us out with one last number, what's it going to be?
Rivers in Your Eyes.
treacherous river